You're listening to SBS News.
Restrictions are easing on Wednesday in New South Wales, and that has some epidemiologists worried. Unvaccinated people will be able to attend venues in New South Wales, and masks won't be required for customers in retail settings. In Victoria, the state government has previously said that masks would only be mandatory in retail settings until the 15th of December. Victoria had 1,189 new infections and another six deaths, and hospitalisations are at their highest level in almost a month. Epidemiologist Professor Andrew Esterman from the University of South Australia has told Radio 3AW masks should stay.
They're not a huge imposition for people to have to wear one, especially in sort of retail settings and anywhere where you're meeting strangers. And they do work. There's plenty of evidence that even homemade ones, if they're triple layered, are very effective against aerosols. So I would keep them in, especially with Omicron on the horizon.
New South Wales had 804 new cases, which is up from 179 just 2 weeks ago. A Newcastle nightclub event last week has led to at least 150 infections, with 224 new cases of coronavirus in the Hunter and New England Health District in the past 24 hours. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says people must get booster shots as soon as they're able.
It doesn't matter whether you've had AstraZeneca, whether you've had Pfizer, whether you've had Moderna, whatever you may have had, it does drop off in terms of the effect on your immunity. So your immunity, particularly if you're over 60, drops off fairly rapidly after 3 to 4 months. We all need to go and get a booster.
Minister Hazzard is among those calling for boosters to be made available much sooner than 5 months after a person has had their second dose.
The ATAGI advice is anybody with immunodeficiencies and certain other health circumstances can have it earlier. But my view as Health Minister of New South Wales is ATAGI should be looking at that very closely with regard to, in fact, bringing on the boosters at as early as 3 or 4 months.
The Northern Territory has detected 4 new cases of COVID-19 in the community as an outbreak spreads towards the West Australian border. One of the infections is linked to a cluster in the town of Katherine, 320 kilometres south of Darwin. Tasmania's borders are reopening on Wednesday to people who've been fully vaccinated. People returning to the state from high-risk zones such as Melbourne and Sydney will need to have a COVID test on arrival and isolate until they get a negative result. And Tasmanians who spend 7 or more days out of the state in high-risk areas must get a PCR test in the 72 hours before they return to Tasmania. Wednesday also marks the return of inbound travel for foreign students and skilled migrants. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.